Cap.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you could be with us on a Tuesday. Hope you had a good weekend on SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. As we continue to look at this week and with the NHL Stanley Cup Finals already underway, and then the eyes on the NBA Finals coming up on Thursday, the city of Toronto bracing for all of the attention that is going to come their way now that they have made it to the NBA Finals. And a lot of people are looking at this series and saying, all right, well, I don't know if there's much of a chance for the Raptors, but I hope it's at least a good series. But nevertheless, you're going to start noticing how the city of Toronto, the way they've embraced this team, the incredible enthusiasm that they have for this team, Drake aside, has been rather infectious. And it's I can't wait to see if where this city is going to be, if indeed the Raptors should take a lead in this series. Should they say, let's say they go up 2-1 or 2-0 or even 1-0, and how it's going to play out. Jack Armstrong is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk to him about the Raptors, but mostly I really do want to know about where this is coming from the city. Like, is it a recent thing with, you know, the Raptors were good and they'd go to the playoffs and then they would lose and they were kind of underachieve, but has this fan base always been there? Is this fan base always been around since, you know, the bad purple uniforms, the days of Vince Carter, all of those years that the Raptors have been around? Has the enthusiasm been there? We've seen cities rise and then, you know, when the team is good, and then sort of disappear when the team is bad. All the energy and excitement seems to go out the window once hard times hit. All of a sudden, tickets are cheap. What about the Raptors in that city? But more importantly, and I think if you're looking at this series and how much of a gamble Usai Ujiri played with getting Kawhi Leonard to come on to the Raptors and lead the team, you think for how this could have backfired on Masai Ujiri, but still, I always look at it when people say, all right, yeah, but he lucked out on this. It worked out. Well, not really. A gamble is a gamble, but sometimes it's worth taking, even if you lose. And that's what Masai Ujiri did. Even if they were to lost, he could have at least said, you know what, I had to do something. So may not have worked out, but what we were doing was not working. So it had to be a departure from the norm. And I'm glad I took it, even if it didn't work out. Well, at least for Masai Ujiri, it did. They got to the finals. We'll talk about Raptors basketball coming up next.
This is SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, in a couple minutes on our Progressive Insurance Hotline, we're going to talk to Jack Armstrong. He's the Raptors TV and radio analyst, to talk about the city, the Raptors, this season, the gamble of Masai Ujiri. It's not just Kawhi Leonard, too. When you think about the stuff that that Ujiri has done to try to say, listen, we've got to shake this up. I've had a number of playoff appearances with really good teams that have gone nowhere. Maybe LeBron has had something to do with it, but nevertheless, I've got to shake things up. It wasn't just acquiring Kawhi Leonard. Remember, Dwayne Casey was their coach. He got rid of Casey, brought in Nick Nurse. You add Kawhi Leonard, you trade for Marc Gasol, you pick him up, and now you've got a championship team. Now you've got a team that won the East. So the gamble pays off. But like I said earlier, a lot of times when we think of gambling, right, we just take a standard gamble, like take a standard bet at a blackjack table, right? Like the typical gambling word. You go to the bet and you bet $500 and you win. Great. Or when you bet $500 and you lose, well, that $500 could have gone to a lot of other things in your house, right? It was not worth making. But Ujiri's gamble was different. Ujiri's gamble was, I had to do something. It's not, should I go to the table or not? I'm going to the table. And if I'm going to the table, I've got to do something, because what I have on the other end is not doing good for me. It's not working for me. And I've got to shake it up. And I've got to shake it up enough so that it's either we do this or we're starting all over again. But this organization cannot continue with what it has to go to the postseason and lose. And it almost didn't pay off. Think about how close they were to losing that series with Philadelphia. The entire conversation in Philadelphia, that series of Philadelphia, was two things. Kawhi Leonard's play and the health of Joel Embiid. And if Joel Embiid was healthy in a few of those games, this might have been a Philadelphia-Milwaukee series. We might see it, you know, Milwaukee in the finals, could be the process being talked about. But instead, we're talking about the Raptors, and we're talking about Masai Ujiri, and we're talking about the fact that this has worked. And Kawhi Leonard is having one of the postseasons for the ages. And adding him to this team, and again, Nick Nurse included, and the Marcus Gasol gamble, they're Eastern Conference champs. And for the first time, that's exactly what they want, right? Like, get there and let's see what happens. Let's go play whoever in the West and let's see what happens. But we've got to get by the teams in the East. And without LeBron James in the East, the team that everyone talked about, all those postseasons, right? Oh, look how good they are defensively. Oh, they can do this. They can do that. Look at, we're going to be that team now. We're going to be a better team because we have Kawhi Leonard. And not only that, Leonard not wanting to go. Leonard not wanting to be there. And yet, again, postseason for the ages, coming off that injury, didn't play a lot in the San Antonio, almost like quit on his team, right? The rumor was quit on his team. And now he's got this Raptors team into the NBA Finals with a face Golden State. And like I said, I hope it's a good series. I hope it turns into a great series. Jack Armstrong joins us, Raptors TV and radio analyst here on SB Nation Radio on a Progressive Insurance Hotline. How are you, Jack?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I want to ask right now, because I think the fan base for the Raptors, when I see them on TV and I see them celebrating in Jurassic Park, and I think it's infectious. Has that always been the case with this team in terms of its loyalty? Maybe not so much parties in the streets, because that's usually a playoff thing and whatnot. But the enthusiasm for this team, has it always been there, or is it a last few years we've been going to the playoffs with really good teams type of thing?
No, I think the fan base has always been super loyal and enthusiastic. I thought Drake hit the nail on the head the other night, and I've always said this. It's a collegiate fan base. They're just passionate. And they're into it, enthusiastic, and particularly in the last 6 years, obviously, there's been, the opportunity to go to the playoffs since 2014 against Brooklyn. That was the first time, and, you know, the whole Jurassic Park thing started then, and then as well the campaign of We the North. So I think it's not just the city of Toronto, it's not just the province of Ontario, it's the entire country. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the fact that all 82 regular season games are on national TV, and as well, like right now during the finals, all the way during the playoffs, you know, after the first round of the playoffs in the United States, the local TV people can't do the games anymore, whereas with the Raptors, the games will be on national TV with the Raptor broadcasters doing the games. So it's a national brand, and, everywhere we go, whatever city it is, there's a lot of Raptor fans that travel with the team and go to the games. So I don't know if it's kind of like soccer or college or whatever the case may be, but it's a fan base that's very loyal, and they get behind their team and they travel well.
We were talking about the gamble, Masai Ujiri making this gamble with Kawhi Leonard. And at the time, there was a lot of pluses and minuses to this. There was a lot of ways people could have gone, you know, coming from the Spurs, the injury, DeMar DeRozan's gone. How was it originally taken by a lot of people in Toronto when Ujiri did make this move?
Well, it was a move, obviously, you know, you're trading a guy that's beloved in DeMar DeRozan. But I've always been a big believer when you're going to get great talent, you got to give up great talent. And, if you look at what Kawhi Leonard's done this year, I think it also says a lot about DeMar DeRozan that, you know, in order to get a guy that good, you got to give up something that good. And it's a trade that worked for the Raptors. You not only get Kawhi Leonard, who's been spectacular, but you get a guy like Danny Green, who's had a heck of a year for the Raptors, second-best three-point shooter in the league, and is an outstanding defender. Had a tough series against the Bucks, but I'm sure he'll bounce back against the Warriors. And it worked out beautifully. There was a risk involved because he only played 9 games the year before in San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard, and you didn't know where it was going to go. But they felt like it had gone as far as it could go with the current team that they had, and they had to try something different. And it's worked out beautifully.
What does Nick Nurse bring that Dwayne Casey didn't? Because that's another gamble Ujiri had to make in terms of getting rid of a coach of the year. And not only not, it's not going on the outside and finding somebody, it's finding somebody on the inside and moving them up.
Well, I think, first of all, Dwayne Casey did an amazing job. He laid a tremendous foundation. And you look at the last 5 years ago into the playoffs, and prior to that, he had to coach a few teams and kind of scuffle and build and get them going. So he did a fabulous job. You know, Nick was his assistant the last 5 years, so he was part of that success. And I just think Nick Nurse has done a tremendous job with a roster that, you know, had, this year had a number of injuries, guys in and out of the lineup. You had the load management with Kawhi Leonard, you know, missing, you know, playing 60 games and missing 22. And I thought he did a great job kind of navigating his team through that. I think he does a really good job of adjusting game to game, adjusting within the game. You consider the fact that down 0-1 to Orlando, down 1-2 to Philadelphia, down 0-2 to Milwaukee, and they came back and won all three series. So I think he does a great job of kind of navigating the choppy waters and figuring out how to get his team through it. And, you know, he's you know, he had the reputation of being an offensive guy, but he's a complete coach. You look at the Raptors right now in postseason, I think their defense has been tremendous. When it's at a high, when it's really zeroed in, and it's been most of the time, it's been excellent.
Jack Armstrong joining us, Raptors TV and radio analyst on a Progressive Insurance Hotline. So looking at this final series, right, it's easy to say, all right, Kawhi's got to continue to do what he does. The bench has been good for Toronto. There's defensively, they were outstanding in the Milwaukee series. There's all these different combinations that go into these finals. Outside of Leonard, what is the thing you're looking for the Raptors to do against Golden State in these finals?
Well, I mean, I look at the fact that the Raptors beat them twice during the season. They've played well against the Warriors over the last few years and have had exciting, entertaining games with them. So I feel good about the fact that going into this series, it'll be an entertaining and hard-fought series. I don't know who's going to win. I have no idea. I just know that these two teams will match up pretty good. And when I look at the Raptors, I think for them, they got to continue to be at a high level defensively. You got to play great perimeter defense. When you talk about the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, Draymond Green playing at a really high level right now with Kevin Durant out of the lineup. You got to deal with his ability to guard and his physicality when he guards you. And their second unit guys played really well against Portland. They play with tremendous pace, great cutting, good off-ball action. The ball moves. There's a high energy, high pace. So you got to keep up. You got to play with great consistency, and you can't have droughts against them because they're the type of team. They have a lot of they spurt. You know, they'll get you on a 10-2 spurt. They'll get you on a 13-4 spurt, and before you know it, you're like, what happened? And those are the things you got to control when you play them, and you got to sustain. I mean, bottom line, and you got to make your putts. It's like you're playing guys that are scratch golfers. You give them open shots, they're going to make their shots. So when you get your chances, you got to do the same.
Jack, is Kawhi given any body language indication or whatever that he's enjoying Toronto, that it is a possibility he will stay? I know there's a lot of things that go into a decision like that, but there was a concern of, all right, does he like it there? Will he like it there? Obviously, winning can cure all things, but even in the regular season, did he feel like he was warming up to the organization and the town and the fan base and the city?
I think Kawhi is a really consistent guy day to day. So to me, I think I don't have a clue what he's going to do. I don't think anyone to say they know what they think he's going to do, they're full of it. I think he keeps his cards close to the vest. The thing I love about him is he's consistent. He shows up every day, punches the clock, and grinds. I mean, from day one in training camp, I've been so impressed with his work ethic, his commitment to the team, his coachability, how well he gets along with his teammates and coaches, and his willingness to sacrifice and get after it. The guy doesn't take a play off. You know, there's a lot of great offensive players in our league. But on the defensive end, they kind of hide a little bit and catch a breath. This guy gives it to you on every play. He is a true pro, and you can see it in these playoffs, the impact he's made, not just as a scorer, but as a defender, as a passer, as a rebounder, doing whatever it takes for his team to win. And he leads by example. And he's just real quiet and stoic, but he's all business. And to me, behind that quiet, facade is a guy that within has a burning desire to win, and you could see it in his actions. And in a society now that's all too often, hey, look at me, me, he's a refreshing guy to be around and to watch because he cares only about his actions speaking louder than his words.
Jack, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Have fun in the finals and really good insight on the Raptors. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Jack Armstrong, again, a Progressive Insurance Hotline for great low rates. On all your insurance needs, go to progressive.com. Good stuff from Jack Armstrong. All right, we'll break down what he said about the Raptors' chances against Golden State and what it means for Kawhi and what he's going to have to do against a very, very good Warriors team. That's coming up next, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. We'll have the parts you need to get the job done right. Stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, our thanks to Jack Armstrong, voice of the Raptors, one of the voices of the Raptors. So I thought it was interesting what he said. Like, okay, so in the United States, right, so if you're a local TV guy for, let's say, the Golden State Warriors, right? You have to step aside because NBC, ESPN, and ABC are taking over. Yep. But in Canada, that's not the case.
Yeah. So I mean, if you're what, Tim Roy and Jim Barnett.
Yeah.
You step aside. I mean, they're the ones who broadcast Warriors games day in and day out.
Okay, so they can't do the games.
Yeah, I guess not.
But in Toronto,
do they get the radio call or?
Maybe they get the radio call, but I would think the radio guy gets the radio guy.
The radio guy gets shafted as well.
Radio guy goes, wait, whoa, no. I've been doing this for 82 games. Through the regular season, and then all these games in the playoffs, you're not sitting me on the bench for this. No way. But in Toronto, the TV guys are going to do the national broadcast all around the country. He says it's a countrywide phenomenon, the Raptors. A lot of Canadian pride.
Well, yeah. There's only one.
True. Think about if the NHL, there was only one NHL team in the United States, and it was the Blackhawks or something. We'd probably all root for Chicago to win the Stanley Cup.
Chicago.
Right? If it was the only NHL team.
Yep.
We would do the same thing.
They would. So, I mean, definitely. It would be national pride. Hey, we're gonna beat them at their game. Even though the entire team's filled with Canadian players.
Exactly.
Are there any Canadian players on the Raptors?
Probably not. Steve Nash is not walking through that door. Right? Man. Look, listen, I think the series, here's what I'm worried about, okay? Because I'm a cynic. I get like this all the time. I always said you put two teams in the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. If you give me 2 weeks, I can hype it up and make it sound like this is going to be a game for the ages. Okay? Doesn't matter who. I remember the best example is Super Bowl 29, right? 49ers, one of the best teams in the NFL. San Diego was this road warrior team that was like making these big upsets en route to the Super Bowl. Yet the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, like, yeah, the Chargers got a good chance. They can really do some good damage to the 49ers. And then Steve Young threw six touchdowns and it was a blowout. I worry that from Saturday night to Thursday, there is a lot of, well, look how good they are defensively, and look how good Kawhi Leonard's been playing, and look how good the bench is, and look how good Nick Nurse is managing his team and monitoring minutes and getting the best out of his players and calling timeouts at the right time and all of those things. This could be a really good series, and it just doesn't become a good series because in the end, the Warriors are good. But Jack makes a really good point about Leonard's defense. That is the key, because he's right about a lot of players in this league. They take off defensively, but Kawhi doesn't take off defensively. He's one of the best defenders in the league. And if he's utilized on, let's say, Draymond, and they can stymie that pick and roll a little bit, well, all right. Now we got something. Now we got something to play around with. We'll see. But I think it's an uphill battle to beat a Golden State team this loaded 4 out of 7 times. I'm sorry. I don't care about Jurassic Park and Drake on the sidelines, 4 games at home. This is going to be really difficult for Toronto to do. But I thought Milwaukee was an unbeatable force. Milwaukee looked unbelievable before that series.
You seen that one meme about Kawhi Leonard? Because Joel Embiid is walking down the hallway crying. Giannis is walking down the hallway crying. It's like, let's see what Kawhi did.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Menacing.
That's right. Amazing how Kawhi Leonard went from NBA villain to superhero in 1 year. Remember last year, remember the guy that quit? Remember the Spurs kept going, well, we're going to have him. And then he was like, nah, not really. Nah, I'm going to play him. Nah. A guy that people accused him of quitting on the Spurs. He's going to go to Toronto? Yeah, good luck. And now it worked out. Worked out amazingly.
Yeah, it did.
He is having a beast of a postseason. A beast of a postseason.
Is that right? I'm doing my fact checking here. It appears that there is a Canadian basketball player on the Raptors.
Is there really? Who is it?
His name is Chris Boucher.
All right, so he must be a national hero.
I mean, I'm guessing. I mean, it's spelled like Boucher, but that doesn't sound very Canadian.
No. It would probably be Boucher.
Boucher. Funny enough, he was drafted, or he went undrafted, but first signed with the Golden State Warriors. Played with them from 17 to 18, and also in that time played with the Santa Cruz Warriors, I'm guessing is the G League.
Does he have a ring?
I doubt it.
So you don't think he was on the team when they went to the finals, even if it was just not taking off the warm-ups type of player?
Yeah, I don't think he... I don't know. I'm trying to check. I don't even know if he... Oh, no, he did play in one NBA game with the Warriors, recording 1 rebound and 1 three-point attempt.
Maybe they were nice to go, we're giving everybody on the roster a ring. If at any time you played one game...
He might have. He was...
And one contribution to us, we will give you a ring.
It does say here that he was unavailable to play in the playoffs due to his two-way contract. I don't even...
Oh, okay.
But was part of the Warriors championship team.
Likely screwed him out of a chance to win and get a ring.
Now he's with the Raptors.
Good. They're probably sitting with him down going, hey, what do you know about the Golden State? Nothing. Well, you play... I was there for 5 seconds. Nothing. Don't even ask me. But he must be a national hero. Who's the Prime Minister of Canada? Justin Trudeau? Is it Justin Trudeau?
Sure.
He should give him like the key to the country. He should become a national hero. The key to the country. That super fan I was telling you about, you see him at the Raptors games. He's the guy in the turban that's on the baseline. What a great story. I saw that on Twitter. Somebody did a whole thread on him about how he went to go, like, he couldn't find a job in the early 90s, and he went to go sell cars, and it wasn't in a very good neighborhood, but he sold like 120 cars in 90 days, and he was the best salesman. He was on the radio doing these wacky ads to get people to buy cars from him, and he made enough money to buy the dealership. Now he's got 2 dealerships, and he's got a number of them. He's been a season ticket holder since day one. He's gone to every single home game. He is the big super fan. He's very generous with his time and money, and people around the NBA just love him. Just absolutely love him. Very enthusiastic. Good story. It's a very good story. Still think the Warriors win in this thing in like 6-5. My God, if 4. It's 6, I feel like it's Christmas. Are you kidding me?
The Warriors win it in 3.
It's the gift that keeps on giving if this goes to 6. All right,
can it go 7, please? Just for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for S's and G's.
All right, coming up next, Ron, I got a story that's kind of making me mad. That's next, SB Nation Radio.
is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, we're pretty excited about this. Ron and I have recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. We've been using New Leaf Natural CBD Oil for a few weeks, and I know I love it. I don't know about you, Ron. I'm crazy. This has been great. CBD oil, it's non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people seeking the health benefits of cannabinoids without the mind-altering effects of medical marijuana. And CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory properties. The brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market. It's 100% organic, highly concentrated, contains no additional additives, grown in the United States, and the only ingredient is hemp. So the product remains in its most pure and simple form. Go to newleafnaturals.com. That's NuLeafNaturals.com. Save 30%. That's right, 30%. Receive free shipping in the U.S. Use the promo code Tony. That's Tony at NuLeafNaturals.com. For premium cannabinoids wellness, there's only one place, newleafnaturals.com. All right, so I've been meaning to get to this story of the weekend, kind of got to us, but I had heard a little bit of rumblings about this, and now I want to get to it. Art Briles is coaching a high school football team in Texas.
See, I didn't even want to bring this up in my good, or this is a bad, this is a dumb. It's both of them.
It's both.
I didn't even want to pay credit to it. I didn't want to acknowledge it. I don't even know how in the world this is possible.
Remember this again. We'll bring it up again. The Southern Miss story. Remember that they wanted to bring Jay Hobson wanted to bring Art Briles in as an assistant coach, and the school alumni lost their mind and said no. And now this high school in Dallas, outside of Dallas, or I should say it's probably like 90 miles from Dallas, is bringing him in to be a coach of young people.
He's got to shape the minds, Tony. You got to get ahead. You got to get ahead of the curve here.
This is way too soon. Way too soon.
And again, we talked about this before. I don't know if there's ever a not too soon.
I know. That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, we've been talking a lot about Canada today. Let's also talk about the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, he didn't make it there either.
He had a job.
Yep.
He had an assistant coach. Going to run the offense for the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
That is correct.
And, well, same scenario as he had at Southern Miss.
ISD Superintendent Jason McCullough at North Vernon High School said in a statement, "We are pleased to welcome Coach Briles back home to Texas. He brings with him a wealth of not only football experience, but also life experience. Please do not put those two together. Please just... say it's a football decision, and that's it. Don't go down this rabbit hole,
that
Jason.
Life experience. You imagine what he's going to teach the young men of what high school is this again? Mount Vernon High School.
And, okay, here's the other thing. He says not only football experience, but also life experience. Uh-oh, here we go. He's passionate about investing in the lives of young people and helping them to succeed both on the field and in life. All you had to do was say, look, he's a football coach. We need a football coach. We need a good one. This is why we hired him. We'll get to monitor him completely and utterly while he's here. That's all we have to say about it.
Just put an ankle bracelet on him.
That's it.
Find out everywhere he goes.
Remember, microchip
him.
God, what he did at Baylor. Well, it should take a long time for people to sort of process all that.
Do we give him credit for the 1 year he coached in the Italian Federation of American Football?
Maybe that's enough penance.
He left. He led Guelphi Firenze to 6-2 record this past year.
Yeah, good for yeah. And then he probably will be super successful at Mount Vernon High School.
I don't know.
Remember,
I don't know if he's going to be super successful.
His players were raping girls on campus, and he did everything he could to cover it up. So there's that. This is why people in Southern Miss went crazy when they just wanted to bring him in as an assistant coach.
Yep.
Just an offensive coordinator job. Jay Hobson was like, bring in Art Briles, he'll run the offense. And the school was like, what? No chance. backlash in Canada. Yeah. And now this high school is like, we welcome in with open arms.
Within hours, they reverse their decision.
Exactly. Yeah. They got so much backlash from the hiring that they went, wait a minute, this is probably not a good idea. And then their fan base went, probably? Yeah.
I love this line. Like, Tiger Cats owner Bob Young conceded that night that hiring Briles had been a major blunder.
You think? You think? See, we should have to tell you things that you should already know. Right?
But what if we say, what do we say all the time? We say this all the time, that if, you know, once you're in, you're in.
That's exactly right. Once you're in, you're in. That is so true. Somebody's always looking out for somebody. Yep. Somebody's always looking out for somebody.
And it just happens to be a Texas high school that possibly, you know, it's probably nowhere near Waco, Texas, right?
Well, let me ask this. Is, if you're the school and you sold it and you just said, look, I don't know anything about this school. I don't know if it's a good school, a bad school in terms of football. I don't know if it just needs a kick in the football, like, well, record-wise, or does it win national championships?
No,
I don't know.
I doubt it. Has the town
national
of Mount Vernon,
listen to me.
The town of Mount Vernon has 2,600 people in it.
Okay, so this might even be seven-man football for all I know. It doesn't matter. Like, what you need to do is don't – if you want to make it a football decision, okay, I may not like it, but at least you'll be honest and say, you know what? We need a good football coach. We need a really good football coach. And we're not as kind of school that's ever in the running for the really good high school football coaches. Like, the ones we really want, they get bottled up and eaten up by the big schools in the state. And we don't have the money to offer. But here's a guy that was once – Coach of the Year in the Big 12 or whatever he was, leading Baylor to top five rankings, that's had a very, very bad pass. And it is a pass that we as a school have thought about and processed. And while we are disgusted by what happened to Baylor, we have found Art to be very remorseful in his conversations with him and very, very, you know, willing to work with us as a school to help, I don't know, whatever it is they want him to do. And we are bringing him on as a football decision. What bothers me about this is this whole PR campaign to paint Art Briles as this great leader of men, this great leader that has guided young men to be successful in life. And I'm sure I could find a couple of Baylor people that's happened to, who could say, well, my time with Coach Briles was the best thing that ever happened to me. But all that gets pushed under the rug with, again, girls were being raped by his football players, and he did everything he could to make sure people didn't know that happened.
All for the program.
All for the program. Exactly. So please don't spare me the leader of men, grower of men, whatever it is that you want to say, whatever it is you want to use, whatever adjectives you want to use to talk about how Briles is going to do this with the young men under his program. Just say, we want to win football games, and he's going to help us do that. Everything else we are looking at and monitoring, and we're being really careful. I may not like it, but I have much more respect than when you go down the road is painting this guy as something other than a football coach. Because remember, he's not there because he cares about the Mount Vernon kids. He's there because that's the only place that he got a job. And right, Yaron? He knows that all he has to do is coach there for a little bit, program doing well, maybe make some, not making new noise, and somebody somewhere will go, how'd you like to be the offensive coordinator here at Dallas Baptist or whatever it is? And then they go, and then it's off to the races from there.
Or why not give him a head coaching gig somewhere, you know, a smaller school, and say North Dakota, Wyoming, somewhere off the grid
sure.
A little bit.
That's exactly right.
Build his name up, and then before you know it, Art Briles is coaching back in D1 football 20, 25 years from now. Probably not. He's old.
Exactly.
You want to know a notable alumni of Mount Vernon High School?
Yeah, give me a notable alumni from there.
Notable alumni, Don Meredith.
Really? Dandy Don?
Yes.
Really? We're a mile high and I really am Dandy Don?
Yeah. Sure.
Monday Night Football, one of the most famous Monday Night lines in the history of the broadcast. But we're a mile high, and I really am Dandy Don Meredith. Lipton, Mr. Lipton Iced Tea?
Yep, Mr. Lipton, everything you want to come up with him.
That's great!
Yeah. He is, yep, one of the same. He is a graduate
awesome.
Of Mount Vernon High School.
That's the best. So that is the best.
He's probably rolling over in his grave, wouldn't you imagine?
I would think so. I think so.
He's probably sitting there going, "You're hiring who?"
This is one of those angry stories. I can't believe it.
What?
Just chill out, Football America.
I thought I'd misread it. At first, when that first came across, I'm like, Art Briles. Oh man, who was that again?
I swear to God, I thought his next job was going to be assistant special teams coach at some junior college in the middle of Mississippi or someplace like that.
I thought he was done in America. I mean, he got the job in Italy. He was like, well, that's probably the only place he's going to be able to coach.
That's probably it, right?
You know, Italians, I mean, or you just go to a country with a foreign language. Anywhere outside the United States, they're going to be like, I don't know what Baylor University is. I don't know what that is. And
my goodness.
You know, I mean, they could read up on it. I'm sure there was, I don't even know if there was any backlash, to be honest with you, because they probably didn't have any clue. And especially
yeah, they probably
since
said no.
He's going to a country where American football is not a top priority in Italy.
No, it is not.
I mean, he probably had as many fans at an Italian football game as he will at Mount Vernon High School. Yeah. Well, he might have more fans at Mount Vernon High School.
They used to do movies like this in the 80s where it would be like some baseball coach is being sent away to some,
wasn't
you know,
that, that's Gene Hackman, right? From Hoosiers?
The Replacements? Yeah, well, the Hoosiers.
Then he got signed by that high school because...
Exactly. That's exactly right.
He punched a kid, right?
Or something right. Like that. That's the best example of what I just was mentioning. Yeah, you jumped right on that. That's perfect. I was thinking more like some Kevin Bacon where he has to go to Pakistan and teach basketball or something in the air. Yeah, exactly. Something like that. But Hoosiers is the perfect example of the Art Briles situation. Except I wouldn't say Gene Hackman's covered up rape on campus. He just punched that guy.
Just punched a kid and then became a beloved figure.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Art
measuring
Briles.
A basketball hoop with the tape measure.
Seriously, you go back in the archives, man. Go back in the archives. Remember how we ripped Jay Hobson at Southern Miss for this?
Yeah.
Remember, we tore him up for this.
Maybe it's just a high school. We don't know
idea.
Who to rip.
Right. Maybe that's the case.
The entire town of
exactly.
Mount Vernon.
When Jay Hobson tried to sneak this one in, his name is Briles.
See, what I would love cameras from when he first enters town. Because I would love like him cruising like the downtown Mount. I'm assuming there's a downtown Mount Vernon, and all the businesses.
Yeah, probably
just,
a gas station, McDonald's, and a hardware store.
Yeah, but all the businesses just flipping over the clothesline as he's walking through town.
God,
maybe I'll stop in this cafe. Oh no, it's closed. Let me go over to this. Nope, it's closed.
Goodness, unreal. I'm shaking my head. You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head.
They're getting national attention. I guess that's all it means.
It's all of me. Exactly. They are getting national attention. That is for sure. It is SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, what do you do for energy? You grab an energy drink. Now you can do the same for sleep with Somm Sleep. Just drink a small can before you're ready to sleep. Use code RADIO for 15% off your first purchase of Somm Sleep online. Get Somm. Get S-O-M. That's getsom.com. You will sleep like a baby. Get Somm Sleep now. It's also available at your local Walmart, but again, online, 15% off if you use the code RADIO at getsom.com. So this is the part of the sports calendar that gets really weak. There's no NHL Stanley Cup game tonight. There's no NBA playoff game tonight, championship game tonight. Major League Baseball has center stage. And that's it.
Yes.
That's all it has.
So we're taking tomorrow off.
That's I know, right?
you know what I was doing during that break? I cannot get enough of watching his Cody Bellinger's throw. So if we're going to
talk baseball. Yeah, that's
right.
We're
going to talk baseball. We need more plays like that.
Game against the Mets.
Yeah, we need more plays like that. So step it up, baseball. It's your turn to shine.
And he hit his 19th home run of the season.
Yep.
Are we doing one of those on pace things yet with Bellinger?
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon.
I think he has. Doesn't he have the rookie?
Give me mid July, and I'll give you see where
the
he's
rookie
at.
Record. Doesn't he for most home runs hit by a National League player?
I think so. I think you're right.
That was when he and Aaron Judge were going back and forth.
He's got 19, and we're only a couple of days away from July. I remember. Hey, listen, I'm old enough to remember when Eric Davis of the Reds.
Who?
Eric Davis of the Reds had 22 in like the 80s, and I remember we all thought, "Oh my God, he's going to make a run at 60."
Yep,
and they didn't because they don't.
Where was McGuire at this stage?
Oh, that's a good question. Curious. I think McGuire was really high because he was hitting home runs all year.
Yeah, well,
but I think you're right. That's a good point. I'd like to know what. Where are the Dodgers now? Let's see what the Dodgers are.
But it's too soon. I don't want to jinx it.
I know. 36 and 18. God, we're playing that many games of baseball already.
How many games? 36?
36 and 18. That's 52. That's 52 wow. Baseball games.
Yeah, they grind. They grind.
We still got 110 left, so we're good. SB Nation Radio.